You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Doctor. Good morning.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Look at this morning. Look at this morning that we've all got this morning. It's, look at that, Auckland. Look at
it's
that.
It's brusque, though. It's brusque.
Brusque, but clear, bright brusque. And shiny. Bright and shiny.
Yes, yes. It's a Wellington morning, actually. Wellington's usually like that. Freezing, but clear.
Capital on the capital city. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
It's a good Wellington morning.
Or Christchurch. Or Totahi.
No, different. Those are different cities.
Jewel of the South.
Why do you say that, Tim?
Because they have mornings like this.
They have mornings where that if you're not careful, your leg sticks to the pavement.
Yeah, and the bird bath's all solid ice.
And
yeah,
you but step in the cow paths.
It's lovely.
Oh. This is Auckland City. Let's talk about an amazing.
Okay.
For some reason, I equate this to Auckland City. Maybe I'm thinking Adijah.
I know.
But what the instrument today that we're talking about on Travelling Tunes is
slap bass.
Ooh, come on.
This is my number one sexiest instrument. But, you know, I was reading about it. Apparently it's reviled by some people. They don't get into it.
I think so. What some people find sexy, some other people don't find sexy. You know, we won't go into that this morning.
Is that possible?
But if this is what spins your wheels, if this is what floats your boat, shines your silverware, or puts a skip in your stride,
it does, doesn't it?
Look at that. It's almost.
It's so hot in here. It's so warm.
You were just saying how cold it was, Doctor. Look at you now.
Look at the slap bass.
Slap bass. Just take your time.
So, being reviled, you know, one guy says, is it because it's show-offy, right? You know, like it's a, you know, oh, yeah, look at him. And, you know, we don't like the bass player stepping out of their place.
Or right in the middle of a guitar solo or a drum solo.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Or even better, do they fear the funk? You know, they're afraid.
The funk can be intimidating for some people.
I know.
Funk is to be embraced. The funk is not to be feared.
You need to close your eyes and walk right into the funk.
Free the funk.
Yep.
Embrace the funk.
Yeah, because if you don't, then the funk will loom over you for the rest of your life and you'll hate yourself.
Especially those lacking in melanin, I gotta say, right? Fearing the funk. Yeah, let's just go there.
Yeah. Sure.
So It looks, there's big disagreements in the slap bass community. I'm going to let you in this big controversy.
On the slap bass chat rooms that you've been cruising.
That's right. A shout out to Slap 69 for all the good conversations last night.
He wasn't talking about bass guitars, Doc. Slap 69 was talking about other stuff.
Slap me good. 43. Okay, so most people say it started with Larry Graham, who we're going to play, in the 60s to 70s.
Okay, all right.
And so it's a new instrument, right? We've been doing some really old ones, right? Like, you know, didgeridoo and stuff. So it's
the hurdy-gurdy.
This is a pretty new one, but some people trace it back to Africa, right? Some of the players.
Yeah.
Or even just along, like, the slapping of the upright bass.
Yeah.
And so to hillbilly music. And there's even some classical music. Bartok used it, but then he stole it from folk music. East European folk music. So, anyway, big controversy here. Big controversy. Yeah. But everything you read will say Larry Graham.
Okay.
But, you know, slap_69, there is.
So he's like the father of the modern slap bass
movement. Yeah, so let's say that. And so the story goes that he was in a band and they didn't have a drummer, so he used the bass to sort of add the percussion.
So it makes sense.
That's the mythology. That's the slap bass mythology, and everyone agrees. So should we hear Larry and see him?
All right, here we go.
Hear him slapping.
This is his band, the Graham Central Station.
Yep.
Get it? I see what they've done there. Graham Central Station.
I know, he's clever.
Here we go. The song's called Pow. It's giving you a chance to turn the lights down, is it, Doctor?
Ah! fuck off.
Suddenly, it's the exactly where Fishbone got everything they ever did from. Wow.
So you can hear why it's associated with funk. You know, yes. It definitely has a funk flavor. But we're going to hear later, it gets picked up by rock and metal, which is weird. And yeah. Then it's always been in rockabilly with the stand-up bass. So, yeah. But, you know, let's give it props. It's got a funk sound. Now, Larry Graham played with Sly and the Family Stone. So that's how he, you know, you don't start off as a bass player and become a name. But So he was with Sly and the Family Stone, and that's where the slap bass, you know, is first heard in the sort of popular music. He also worked a lot with Prince. And fun fact, he introduced Prince to Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, God. Oh. What a contribution to music.
Oh.
It's like finding out that Beck's a Scientologist, you know? It's like, oh, damn it.
I know, because he's like, I want to like this guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't call it slap bass. He called it thumping and plucking.
Very George Clinton.
Oh, here's another fun fact. He's related to Drake.
Huh? Is he?
Yeah. He's his genes. Uncle or something.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, well, so there we are. He's that's Larry Graham.
So he, you know, people loved this. And, well, so I'm going to get real nerdy on you here. So there's two techniques.
Yeah.
The pulling, where you pull, you pull it out and then it bounces back.
I pull it out and then it bounces back.
Yeah. And whack against the, you know, the frets.
Back and whacking, back and whacking.
Or you take the bony part of your thumb and just hit it.
Yes.
Just bump.
So that pulling, pulling and...
Whack, pull and whack. Back, pull, whack and back.
Pulling and thumbing, oof.
Or hammering and twanging.
Sure, God. Sure.
And then there's different ways they hold it too. I don't know, parallel and not parallel to the strings. And so, yeah, apparently some of them, you can tell they're going to do it because of the way they're holding it to get it. Anyway, I'm demonstrating it all. Fantastic.
You go to George Clinton in the Parliament, Funkadelic, and you see that slap bass player and he's putting his guitar in a particular position. You're like, I know what's coming.
Stand by for the slap bass.
I'm ready.
What's next?
So next we've got another important dude, Stanley Clark, Silly Putty. And yeah, he does this arm thing apparently and holds his arm a certain way. And he also, here's another nerd fact, plays alembic basses. And that's where the body and the neck are the same piece of wood.
Oh.
Supposedly better.
He's a considered lover. Did you just meow?
Ow. I owed. It was a funny owl.
Keyboard there, though, isn't it?
The bass is. Now, apparently, so one of the other famous slappers is the Seinfeld theme.
Oh, yeah.
That is a keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
right.
That is a keyboard.
Oh, disappointing.
I know. But
what's the one? Who used to do that thing? Was it Bill on the Cosby Show?
We don't talk about him no more, Mikey.
Yeah, we're allowed to talk about the Cosby Show. No. I'll play a thing. Yeah, we're allowed to talk about him. What about his cheesy trick of trying to pull old Rudy along to the courts with him for a bit of a support.
What were you going to say, though, about the theme song or something on the Cosby Show?
Bobby McFerrin, I think. He sort of that slap bass one with his head.
Well, you can imagine, you know, bass players often just hitting that one note for a whole song.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is a chance to really have some technique and do something interesting.
This is the intro for the porn movie you wanted to make. It's the one you didn't have enough money to pull off.
Okay, so I'm not the only person that finds it
Yeah, Tim, I think maybe you might have just outed yourself, Tim, back there as a slap bass aficionado.
But I mean, if there's a whole industry based on this enhancing visuals, then I'm not the only one that finds it.
All right, so you've got another one for us as well.
Yeah, so you get your funk bass players, Bootsy Collins, and then you get Mark King and Level 42 in the 80s, right? Sort of new wave doing it. And then Flea and the Chili Peppers, and apparently even Trujillo in Metallica.
He can slap a bass. Yeah.
So somehow it moved into sort of rock and metal through this sort of what you call alt metal, new metal, you know. Let's embrace the name. Let's call it what it is.
Hardcore?
Metal.
But I mean, Suicidal Tendencies had quite a bit of slap.
Yeah, so it leaked into that.
He used to play with them before he was playing Metallica.
Did he? Yeah, so it's the same dude. So it leaked into this sort of metal. And these guys, one of the things about new metal that I like is you have that metal sort of intensity, but you add groove.
Yeah.
And they did. They grew up, they listened to N.W.A., you know, you get your sort of Rage Against the Machine, you know, people don't grow up listening to one kind of music, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they're bringing that sort of funk into their rock. And so it's a weird but good combo.
Yep. Rage Against the Machine, also some very good slap bass there too.
Yeah.
So what have you, so you want to play something that that usually wouldn't be played on the station, Hugh?
That's right. I'm specifically playing off my laptop and not ingesting it into the system so that no one stumbles across it in the early hours of another morning and thinks, oh, it's okay to play this.
Another morning, play a bit of Corning.
Am I playing it now, mate?
So this bass player, Reginald Arvizu.
From the band Korn. He's a bit rougher with his technique, isn't he?
And just the one note.
Isn't that just hitting?
Yep. Thumping and pulling.
I'm feeling me today. Not lost, not blown away. Just irritated and
quite hated. It's a totally different usage.
Still sexy, though?
No. Well, yes, it is. No. Isn't it sexy, but it's...
time and place.
It gets you going. But it does add like a groove in a swing to, you know, metal, which can be more precise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I could recommend another couple of someone's saying Barney Miller theme here, but that's not slap bass. That's
Hey, good on you. Good on you. Yeah, my dad worked on Barney Miller.
Really?
Yeah, he was a film editor.
Did he work on the spin-off series Fish?
No. we moved to New Zealand, but he worked on Barney Miller, so I'm surprised you know that.
I'm going to chuck in a couple of recommendations. Primus and Fishbone.
Yes.
Primus and Fishbone, like, it's a song which I might play this morning called Bone In the Boneyard, which...
wow.
Yeah. So be putting that out there. Some of the slap bass on that's just devastating. And of course, Primus. I mean, Les Claypool's an amazing bass player.
Yeah, and so then, you know, the bands like Korn, you know, now you get Slipknot and Limp Bizkit. You know, it's just a thing now that you can have the slap bass in your rock / metal. But let's say.
I just want to say about Limp Bizkit, just for the record, that I walked the whole way across the Mount Smart Stadium when they were playing at the big day out, and all the way out the stairs, so right up to Andrew Black's show to make a point at the time. Man, this band's shit. Just couldn't believe how bad they were when I saw them live. But anyway, that's sorry. Just want to put that on record. Same way that Hugh just closed up the laptop there. Corn's off.
I'm just going to have a shower.
Going to go rock in the shower, are you?
Well, you could have played your Level 42 instead. Or like your Adisha.
Adisha.
Brian Monger, right? Remember, he used to play it. And
still plays, I think. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Doctor. See you again next week.
Okay, we will.
Shall we, are you going to, I mean, so there we are. We've talked about your sexiest instrument.
That's right. So we're going towards non-sexy now. We're moving away.
Well, it's up to you.
Moving away.
Who knows?
We've reached the peaks.
By next week, something else might have captured your fancy.
That's true.
Do we have an idea of what we're doing next week?
I can't decide between two, but I will do both eventually, so...
Is one of them accordion?
That's on the later list. I can't decide between Hammond organ or Vibraslap, which is...
Oh, both fantastic instruments. Tim's looking confused.
Vibraslap.
Oh, okay, we'll do that one.
Vibraslap it is. All right. Thank you very much.
Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.